Proclamation number 7083, April 4th, 1958, Good Friday. You should always remember my infinite love which motivated me to accomplish the act of salvation for you. Whatever the man Jesus had experienced and endured on earth, he had accepted because of his love for his fellow human beings, whom he knew were suffering grave spiritual poverty. Even as a man, he already knew of humanity's immense guilt of sin and the hopelessness of releasing itself without help. This knowledge was the result of his life of love, and thus he took pity on humanity and wanted to help. However, as a result of his love, he also realized that he had to fulfill a mission, that I myself had sent him to earth to serve me as a vessel, and thus I myself could accomplish the act of salvation in him for the redemption of the said immense guilt of sin. And in accordance with this mission, his life on earth progressed, a life of untold difficulties and pain, which first had to mature him, and which his soul experienced simply because of his association with sinful people, because his soul had descended from the kingdom of light into darkness. But first, the earthly shell which enclosed the soul had to be purged by these pains and difficulties, by always resisting the lusts and passions which adhered to it in order to become a worthy receptacle for me myself, but who then completely and utterly permeated him and thus became as one with him. And now his real mission began, to bring light to the people, to proclaim the truth to them, to preach the gospel of love, and thus to show and exemplify the path which they had to take as well as if they wanted to enter the kingdom of light and bliss after their death, in order to finally conclude his earthly path with an incomparable act of mercy. With his most bitter suffering and the excruciating death on the cross as sacrifice for humanity's guilt of sin, and this mission was indeed accomplished by a human being, but I myself was in this human being. I myself, eternal love, accomplished the act of salvation, because only love was able to make such a sacrifice. Only love could suffer the torments of the cross, and only love could find the strength to patiently endure in complete consciousness until his death. And although the man Jesus exclaimed on the cross the words, my God, why have you forsaken me?" it was, after all, only a declaration that the deity within him did not compel him to his action, but that the human being Jesus voluntarily offered the sacrifice on behalf of his fellow human beings, that the love within him motivated him to continue, but that it did not inhibit his freedom of thought and action. Jesus, the man, took humanity's entire burden of sin on his shoulders and walked with it to the cross. Not one of you can understand the full meaning of these words, although I myself accomplished the act of mercy, because without love, the man Jesus would not have been able to take the extent of pain and suffering upon himself. Yet at the same time, the deity could not suffer, and thus the level of pain and suffering had to be endured by a soul capable of suffering, by a human being whose body was sensitive to pain, and who thus made amends in this way for what had caused the whole of humanity to become guilty before God. And his soul also suffered beyond words, since it came from the kingdom of light, and experienced the darkness on earth as indescribable torture. The man Jesus was my son, in whom I was well pleased. He was devoted to me in every sense, with all his love. He lived amongst sinful people, and his soul ceaselessly searched for me, his God and Father of eternity. His love forced me to flow into him incessantly, and thus unification between human and God could take place. God's human manifestation could proceed in absolute lawful order. For I could never have chosen to take abode in a human shell which was not pure love, because I myself cannot unite with something impure. And every immature substance became spiritualized through the suffering of the man Jesus. And at the same time, the whole of humanity was released from the guilt of sin because one human being had sacrificed himself for love on behalf of his fellow human beings. The man Jesus glorified me myself through his death, and I glorified him by choosing him as the eternally visible outward appearance for myself, by becoming a visible deity in him for all my created beings who make themselves worthy of seeing God. As long as you live on earth, you can forever visualize my infinite love, which had helped you to become liberated through the act of salvation. But you will only understand the complete profoundness of this act of mercy when you have entered the kingdom of light yourselves, when the light of realization permeates you once again as it did in the beginning. Then you yourselves can participate too. You will experience it as reality and only then understand my infinite love, which did whatever needed to be done to regain its children who once went astray due to the immense guilt of apostasy from me. Amen.